Would you rather be stuck in jail with your ex or have to put together a wrestling show with the person who fucked your spouse?
Pick a side, stupid. Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Hey everybody, we're here this week with our special guest, Katie Baker.
Yay!
Grab the mic.
That's 2 weeks in a row that the guest has been surprised that I said their name. And Sarah Morgan's on the mic. And Jacob Noble is here as well.
I'm editing with a fourth mic for whoever wants to jump in from time to time.
Right on. So this week, we are talking about Netflix, a subject chosen by Katie.
Yeah.
And have you watched a lot of shows on Netflix? Why did you decide to go with this topic?
I have watched a lot, and I'm fascinated with a lot of the recurring themes. And also, there's so much stuff on there, and a lot of it's weird. Some of it is not at all. Can't get into it. And there's so much more that I haven't even tried.
Yeah, so what's your favorite show on Netflix?
I guess right now, Dark, because it's a lot like Stranger Things. Like, I believe Owen Linders recommended it to me on my my TV Grief
Shout
Club.
Out.
Yeah. If he's listening, the TV Grief Club, my little Facebook group, and I'd heard that it was like Stranger Things, and then as I was watching it, seeing that there's parallels to Twin Peaks and Donnie Darko, and odd, like Netflix has a thing for time travel, and of course this is another instance of it, and 80s shit.
Yeah, a lot of nostalgia going on in Netflix right
now. You convinced me to watch it, that's all I have to say.
Just now!
Yeah. I heard keywords such as Twin Peaks, and I heard the words Donnie Darko, and those are both words
that's right. Your alley.
I
like
those words.
Things, you'll like the show.
What do you think is the best superhero show on Netflix?
Of the Marvel ones, I watched all of Jessica Jones like months ago, and I haven't really gotten into any of the others. I started watching the Defenders,
that's the one where they bring all of the Marvel
characters it's like
together.
They're all buddies and all the characters from all the things, so anything could happen. But from what I had watched, there's a lot of Sigourney Weaver like brooding about stuff, and so I didn't sign up for that. Nothing against her.
I did not enjoy the Defenders, mostly because I watched pretty much all the other ones, and in all of those shows, every sticky situation that one of those heroes they're in, they get out of fairly easily. But then when they're a team, they're like, "Oh, this is too difficult.
We have to find our common
this is a pickle
things.
We're all in.
Yeah,
how can we work together?"
Which just sounds like they're all lost for roles. You know, they didn't discuss what each person's role is in that team, and I think that can get very confusing. I actually like when I'm not a superhero movie, TV show person at all, but I always appreciate when you're watching fight scenes and everyone takes turns. You know, like a group of guys stand there, and they all take turns. Like, all right, Sean, you go. All right, Katie, you're next. After Sean. Sarah, you can go after Katie. I'll go fourth. Let's not all go at once. That's a dumb idea.
Well, how else could one person fight off, like, 30 people that are attacking him?
I mean, that makes every Jackie Chan movie.
Now, do you think that, I don't know, do you think we'd be better off with Netflix if they just had all the goddamn movies we wanted, or with their original content? Because I feel like they used to have more movies that I wanted to watch. Now they're spending that money instead on making their own shows.
They make their own movies, too.
Yeah, they do make
their own movies.
They're not great.
I, as a person, correct me if I'm wrong, as a modern consumer, like we all are, too many options, I'll spend the hour looking for a movie. I like that Netflix gives me a limited option and continues to rotate it. Every month I look at, what's Netflix releasing this month? What movie haven't I seen in a decade that I can watch? But if I have every movie available, I'm going to sit there and just scroll at movies all night.
I get a lot of Sesame Street pushed into my feed because my friends use it for their kids. So lots of Veggie Tales and Sesame Street and
How many people do you think use your Netflix password?
I have 3 actual like profiles on it, and I would assume that probably 10 people are using one of them.
Okay.
I got a text from my old roommate. He goes, "Hey, did you change your Netflix password?" I'm like, "No, I'm using it. The guy who pays for it is actually using it, so you can wait."
I actually have the like upgraded membership of that so that one of my friends can share it with me. And I do. I get a text from her probably once a month. It's like, "Did you change your Showtime password? Did you change your HBO password?" And I'll get an email that's like, "We see that you just tried to reset your Netflix password." And I'm like, "Who did this?"
Can I give a pro tip to you guys and the listeners? Yeah. I am still using, it's not the Netflix account, it's the Hulu account of an ex-girlfriend. And what I did is not my idea, so I can't take credit. Just want to pass along the wisdom. Create a user and label it create user. So on Hulu, it has her name. I'll say it, Allie. Underneath, it says create user. And then below, there's a plus sign.
That's amazing. Oh. So you're incognito.
They never know. But if she clicked on it, she's like, "Oh, clearly that's he's hilarious. Watching these shows." Yeah.
What was the show that I was just thinking of? Black Mirror. You watch
Black
Mirror?
Yeah, me too. Because I was thinking, like, oh, what if create user had its own consciousness? Then you'd be responsible for that.
Instead of refusing to let me watch movies I wanted to watch,
yeah, and then you'd be a bad guy.
It'd blackmail you into it.
Oh man, you just wrote an episode for that show.
So, let me ask you this: what's your favorite Black Mirror episode?
Well, one of my favorites, I guess, is like from the first season, second episode, the 15 million merits, where it's like they have to be on the game show.
They're riding the bikes the whole time. Yeah.
Like that as like a it kind of reminds me of The Sims. There's lots of like how it's like future people. This person with this hair. Mm-hmm. This person with this appearance.
Yeah.
So
they all have their it's called
their avatar.
That avatar. Too, like that is
I think what's interesting about Black Mirror,
is it called the Bitmoji now?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that show. I can never get into it, but everybody knows all the episodes by title. I can't think of another show that's like that. Like when I was like, "Oh, I don't like it," my friends attacked me and they're like, "Oh, you haven't watched Black Bear, you haven't watched White Rabbit, you haven't watched Christmas Day, you haven't," and they were just like,
it's funny you say that because I agree. I know one episode of the great Netflix show called Master of None, and it's called First Date because I love it. Eric Wareheim directs it. I think I've told everyone about this, but like there's a scene where it's continuously shot with Aziz, but like he's on like a first date, and every time the camera pans back to the girl, it's a different girl. And it's just showing, like, he takes these girls to, like, the same dinner, then the same after bar drinks, like, but he's having all these different conversations. It's, like, really cool shot, and I really like that episode.
First of all, I can't believe you would bring up Aziz today.
Well, I mean, I was going to start talking about Louis, but I'll keep that for another day.
But also, there is a show where I can think of all of the episodes by name, and it's Friends. And it's because they name all of their episodes, like, the one where Chandler proposes and the one where he gets a turkey stuck on his head.
That's a little on the nose, don't you think?
Yeah. Always Sunny does that, too.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The gang does
whatever. Yeah. Yep.
I have a good question. What was the first show that you all watched that you remember, like, first getting into Netflix and, like, Netflix only, I need to watch this show?
Orange, a show that was made by Netflix.
Made by Netflix.
Orange is the New Black. That was the first one that I remember was like really hyped up, and I watched it like in 2 sittings.
So that's
like over the course of a weekend.
32 hours.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it was like on while I was like washing dishes and wandering around my apartment.
That's the best way to watch a binge watch a Netflix show. Is like
some of those shows you don't need to actually watch. You need to listen.
Yeah, it's just the background noise.
You take a shower, come back, it's still on. Like it asks you if you're still watching, and then you feel bad about yourself for a while.
But for me, like House of Cards was the first one that I watched, and like I watched the first 2 seasons, never finished like past the 3rd and all that. But I still got more into that than Orange is the New Black, though. It's hard to like really kind of like want to watch House of Cards or be able to enjoy it. Now it's like sour.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late now. But I was about to say you should have finished it.
It's all falling down at this
like,
point.
I felt the same way. It kind of fell off, and then I was like, oh, okay. Like
my favorite episode was like in the first season was like where he gets in a fight with the education director guy, and there's one part where he's yelling at him, and it's like, oh, like like saying like, oh, you can suck my cock, but it's like now it's really scary to see him yelling that at someone.
I think the first show that I watched on Netflix, well, the first Netflix show that I watched on Netflix was Orange is the New Black. It seemed to go back and forth between like awful, heavy situations and like really silly shenanigans.
Yeah, that's true. And the character development was great. I mean, the characters were amazing. But then I just like, I don't know, between season like 3 and 4.
The only season I remember
stopped.
Or scene, I should say, was, and spoiler alert, they end up killing the guard and they're in that like greenhouse and they're trying to get rid of the body. But it was like so comical. Like you said, it was like a serious situation, but it was so trying to be so comical about it. But it wasn't. You just
they're stepping on rakes and
yeah, exactly. It's like you're trying.
How are we gonna bury this body when we keep slapping ourselves in the face?
So I was very confused about that.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's weird to go back and forth like that. I don't know. It like loses its
meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the worst part of that show is Jason Biggs because he's a terrible person.
I hoped he was going to have bigger role early on.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah.
It seems really unfair that Jason Biggs is the only one not in prison because he deserves jail time.
And the American Pie guy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like he should brag a little bit more, you know? Every time he comes to visit.
He's like cheating on her with her best friend.
Who gives a shit? No.
I don't know. You should.
It's a TV show. It's all for the dramas.
I don't know if I saw that far. Does that happen after season 2?
Oh, she just spoiled it on you.
No.
I think that show has been ruined for me.
Oh.
Oh, so I just forgot about it. It seemed pretty insignificant to me, I think.
It wasn't like a main part of the storyline. It was just like this happened.
I thought that he was betraying her when he started watching his shows without her.
Callback.
Like the shows that they do together. Like, that's when I was like, oh no, what a scumbag.
Like you've never done that.
I actually heard that. Oh, someone asked me that question because they heard it on a radio on a road trip they were doing from New York to Boston. And that was a legit question. Like, would you rather your spouse cheat on you or would you rather them watch TV shows that you watch together without you? And people said more people would rather their spouse physically cheated on them over the television show.
So if you came back,
I think it's horseshit. I don't believe this poll, but
if you come back early, you find your spouse on the couch fucking, and your favorite show is like 2 episodes ahead on TV, you're like happy that they weren't paying attention to it.
I guess that's the message that the poll's saying. I was going to say, what would I would do in that situation? I guess if I'm a person, I would handle the situation on the couch. But if I'm a Netflix conscious person.
What do you mean you'd handle it?
I don't know. I need to be in that moment. I can't give you step by step how I'd beat up like a
but
bully.
Netflix
just happens.
Netflix will sell you out though. If you try to watch and then you go back and you're like, oh no, I haven't seen this yet. And you like resume watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I would do is I would run up and stop it.
Yeah, you'd stop
then
the
handle
show.
The situation on the couch. Pause the TV show, and then deal with the couch.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't see this, and you're blocking the TV. I can't look. Yeah. Have you watched Glow, Katie?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of that?
That's another one where it's like, hey, you like 80s? Have some of this.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's so
nostalgia.
Good.
But it is very good, though. I didn't think I was gonna like it.
Me,
one of my very close friends, his fiance won't let him watch it because she says it's too sexy, which I think is hilarious. They watched like part of the first episode and she was like, nope, you're gonna like that too much and I don't want you watching it.
Wow, who is this? Do I know this person?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay, so Netflix documentaries.
Yeah.
What did you get in?
A lot of good
Katie?
Ones.
I've seen the Gaga 5'2"
So that's about Lady Gaga?
Yes.
And her height?
Sounds it.
I think they mentioned her height, and they mentioned... They have her dogs in it, like her French bulldogs. So there'll be like a scene where she's like crying about something really emotional, then it cuts to one of the bulldogs looking at the camera sadly, and it's like, this is good, good filming.
So you're not into the murders.
Obviously, I've seen a lot.
You've seen a lot of murders.
Not in the real world. But here's just some things I've written down. I've watched maybe about half of the show Erased. which is where this kid's trying to travel back in time, or guys traveling back in time to prevent kids from being murdered.
A weird documentary.
Oh, yeah, that sounds weird. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked by murder. I forgot it was a documentary. Okay, we'll pretend that last part didn't happen.
That's not a documentary? I'm very confused.
The time travel
I'm very confused now.
Yeah, you know, it's been invented. No.
I mean, it wasn't, but maybe it will be in the future. Who knows?
Right?
How much 26. Time is this? Oh, Jesus. We've already done so much. Okay. Well, let's wrap up. Were there any other shows that you wanted to get to today?
I binge watched the OA because someone had said something about it. Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I liked it.
I had like mixed feelings. There were a lot of like really, really cheesy parts or things of like kind of go back and be like, wait a minute, does that mean, or parts where it was just straight up stupid, even though it could have
I felt like that show like kind of it pulled you in a little bit at the beginning just because you're like, wait, why is this? She was blind and now she can see.
Yeah. And then the whole time you're
just like, something great's going to happen and nothing good
interpretive
happens.
Dance is what happens.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Right.
Yeah. It was.
Though you watch the next season.
It was basically one of those videos on the internet where they go, like, we're going to give you the answer to how to make a bunch of money just in a couple minutes. And then they just keep talking about how much money they have.
Yeah.
And then it ends before you never get to the end because you shut it off 15 minutes in. After you've still not gotten the answer.
Yeah.
But you do that for 12 episodes, and it prevents a school shooting.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right.
You don't prevent those.
No, I didn't mean
it. Is this a documentary? I don't.
Or just a spoiler out there. You ruin the surprise for everyone, and they'll know that it's not worth the journey.
All right. Well, that is the start of the show. Let's get to the debate. Jacob, are we about ready? Yeah? All right, cool. So we're going to get to the debate now, and our next live show will be February 2nd at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 7 p.m. So come down for that. Thanks, Katie, for being our guest this week.
Yeah.
And Sarah for being on as well. And Sean, Rosa for chiming in, and Jacob Noble. Thanks, everybody.
Woo.
All right, we're going to get started now. You guys ready? All right, cool. Welcome to the 13th episode of Pick a Side, Stupid. The 13, lucky number. It's going to be good. Last week, our champion was Katie Baker. Yeah. And that means that this week she gets to choose what we're talking about. And she decided to choose Netflix, which is vague. There is a lot to talk about with Netflix. Anybody have a favorite show that they'd like to yell out right now?
Frankie.
Grace and Frankie.
The Voltron reboot.
Voltron reboot. Okay.
Stranger Things.
That's a big one. I like the expansion of the Marvel universe on Netflix. That's fun. A lot of superhero shows. I like Jessica Jones. You guys like Jessica Jones? Yeah. I like that show, except it fucked me up because it's such a good female character that I was watching it and I'm like, really? Like I'm taking on that person's identity while watching it. I'm getting into it, you know? And then it gets to the point where I'm like, wait, oh man, why do I want to fuck Luke Cage so badly? And then I was like, the show is too good. I can't watch this show. It's too good, Bill. Yeah. Did you guys watch the movie Bright?
Yeah.
It's orcs that are cops. One orc that's a cop. Everybody's familiar. And nobody likes him because he's an orc. I felt like they were trying to... It was like a very subtle metaphor for something, and I don't know what. But Maybe we'll get to that tonight. We'll see if there's any questions about that. Okay, so at the end of each debate, I will decide who wins and loses. I am the only judge, and when you agree with my decision, I would like for you guys to cheer. Give that a shot right now. Okay. And when you disagree with my decision, I would like for you to boo. Try that out. But at no time after a debate should you be silent. Cool? Good?
Yeah. Okay.
So let's kick this thing off. The first two debaters tonight will be Katie Baker, our champion, and Doug Fitzgerald. So, Katie, returning champ, you get to choose whether you go first or second.
I think I will go first.
First. Okay. Katie, your question is from Sam Monk. Okay. He asks, what's the better show to Netflix and chill to? Mindhunter or The End of the Fucking World?
I'm going to go with The End of the Fucking World because I've been to England a few times and or I am English and the I'm just amused by those people. Because let's face it, the Brits are fucking weird. But that's okay because I can say that because I'm English. And it's always just fun to like hear someone get called a cunt.
I'm going to say Mindhunter because it's always good to when you're trying to evaluate whether or not you're like good and compatible with somebody, it's really good to have some very obvious boxes to check off of what to watch out for.
Speaking of obvious boxes, that it might just be easier to go with the more lighthearted, although silly, cartoonish go, and it's boxes.
When you have both taken that journey through the mind of a psychopath and have come out together, your relationship is stronger.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Katie Baker. Okay. Yeah, they were. Okay, next up, could we please have Nate Chu? Katie, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Your question, Nate, is would you rather be a zombie realtor, like in Santa Clarita Diet, or an orc cop, like in Bright?
I would be a zombie realtor because the prejudices of society have not come down upon zombie realtors nearly as much as they have the orc cop. For in the Netflix original movie Bright, there is much prejudice towards the orc people. And not having seen Santa Clarita Diet, I think Drew Barrymore does just fine.
Being an orc cop in the universe of Bright, which is a film that's basically Men in Black meets Zootopia. You can't. That's.
Can I spoil Bright?
Please.
He fucking dies. That's a plot point. He gets murdered by the other orcs who all hate him. And then is brought back to life with fairy magic. Sorry, podcast listeners who like the plot of the movie Bright. So, no, it's not good to be an orc cop, because Drew Barrymore may die, but she comes back as a zombie realtor.
In Bright, you have all the things that you like seeing in a movie. You like seeing visuals and effects, and as well as metaphors for race that aren't really race, but also the love of aliens.
All right. I got to hand the win to Katie Baker. Next up, could we please have Chloe Kuna? Katie, would you like to go first or second?
This time, I think I'll go second again.
Oh, my God. She pulled your question.
Oh, fine. Oh, so fun. Okay.
Your question, Chloe, from Chloe, is which show really ought to have more lesbians? Glow, a show about lady wrestlers? Or Grace and Frankie, a show about old ladies whose husbands turned out to be gay?
Oh, boy. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say Grace and Frankie because I just love symmetry. And I feel like, also, can I just say, like, as an avowed heterosexual, no, very gay, very into the gay. I think that would be terrific if they were also both into each other, and then they could have double dates, like how they did before, except, you know, switched around a little bit. I think that would be amazing, frankly. And Gracely, anyway.
I viewed the Glow program, and with it being about wrestling and the 80s, that exponentially combined with an increase of the LGBTQ themes, the amount of plots and quality content that could benefit is a sufficient investment and therefore should have more lesbian characters.
Well, while I do, frankly, every TV show should have more lesbian characters, if we're being honest. But I feel like Glow is sufficiently subtextually gay, in which there's a lot of touching. I just want to see a sex scene between two old ladies, you guys. I just want that. You know, Lily Tomlin has been gay for a long time. She deserves this. Jane Fonda is a beautiful woman still, and we all need that in our lives, is all I'm saying.
We all need more of the spirit where there are possibilities for character development, and although I am not making any ageist statements... based off of past research in the Netflix plot thing for older generation characters as leading roles, it is a risky equation, and therefore go with Glow.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Chloe Kuna. Next up, could we please have Nicholas Ryan Smith? Chloe, would you like to go first or second?
Yeah, I'm going to go second again.
Nicholas, your question has to do with two different shows, Love and Stranger Things, okay? Would you rather have a cat named Grandpa or a Demogorgon named Dart?
I would like to have a Demogorgon named Dart because, you know, cats are just... awful creatures. I don't know if any... Even if you own a cat, you hate the cat, ultimately. There's a cat kicking around this apartment that they're like, yeah, it's homeless, actually. We're trying to get rid of it. But, and also, like, a Demogorgon is useful. It, like, especially you had it, like, since it was a baby, because you could raise it, and then later on, you, like, have a jar of peanut butter, and it will, like, let you and your friends pass when it ultimately betrays you. But then, you know, who doesn't have their ups and downs in a relationship? Bottom line is a Demogorgon is way better than a cat.
So a Demogorgon is going to, you know, try to eat you while you're alive. whereas a cat will only eat you after you've died. And I think there's something sweet about that, frankly. You know, it's like it's trying to sustain itself, you know, but it wants to wait till after you die. I just prefer that. I also feel like grandpa, you know, as a name for a cat, it's just going to remind you of your own loving family. So it's just a better name than Dart. Like, what are you going to do with that? Throw it against the board? Like, I don't know. You know? Yeah, it's poorly thought out, you know? Literary references notwithstanding.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick to it and say that even after you die and your cat eats you, that's still a dick move. That is not appropriate behavior for an animal. I mean, the Demogorgon, you know, it's a demon or some kind of wild creature. You can't really blame it. You know, it's like hive mind controlled something or other. Cats suck. My mother had a lot of cats. They are awful. You know, they go to the bathroom in a box.
Right, well, the question isn't whether the Demogorgon or the cat are guilty. The question is, which would you rather have? And frankly, I sort of like living. So, you know, I'm going to stick with the cat named Grandpa. I bet it's got whiskers like a real grandpa has. Little fluffy whiskers. I mean, what does a Demogorgon have? Like a weird spot on its back? Eh. You know, cats can have that and more spots. I'm just saying, much more creative and interesting animal. Yeah.
Time. All right. I hand the win to Chloe Kuna.
That.
Next up, could we please have Malin Pavletic? All right. Chloe, do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, which one? Yeah, right. Ooh. Do I break the streak? You know, I'm gonna stick to second. It's been lucky so far, so let's do that. There you go.
Malin, you're going first.
What's up? Okay.
This is a question that has to do with the OA and Daredevil. So, Daredevil. Daredevil?
You said it like deer, like
it's
an animal.
Oh, okay. He is an animal.
They have horns. They have horns. That makes sense.
Daredevil is a new show that I'm working on. Okay. Would you rather regain your eyesight after having been blind, but now you're convinced that you're an angel, or lose your eyesight and become a superhero?
Okay, let's see. I'm pretty sure that no one would want to see me walking down a Victoria's Secret Angels runway with this posture of mine. I'm gonna say lose my eyesight, become a superpower. I don't really know too much about this show, but since it is related to fucking superheroes, I'm guessing it has to do with revenge. And also family. Like, who gives a fuck? Anyway, yeah, let's all be on a show where, like, lots of, like, grit happens, but everyone's fingernails are clean. That sounds fun. Can't stand it. Yeah. I'm already kind of halfway there to blind. It's on my license that I need to wear glasses. So, I'd rather just kind of push it to the next level and become a superhero. Find a reason to live. Thank you.
So I also don't have the best posture, but I feel like, you know, we're coming through in society. We're like breaking a lot of barriers in a runway model with bad posture. I want to be the first. So I think we can do it. Why limit yourself? You know, it's going to be great. I who needs superpowers? I'm a little too lazy to contend with that. That would be require responsibility. Whereas if I'm an angel, you know, I'm only responsible for my own good deeds. You know, which is great. I can, like, provide miracles from the couch. And assuming that I'm not actually an angel and just think that, then my self-esteem will be great. And really, I'll have done nothing. It'll be great. So, yeah, it's a great improvement over... I just want to see things. Who am I kidding? I'm very vain. If I couldn't see myself in the mirror, I'd be so sad.
I'm sorry. I get to be blind so I don't have to see my fucking family. Check! Yeah, duh. I'm totally take that. And then being a... What is it? What is this? What is it? Daredevil? He runs or something. What is it? I wear a skin-tight suit, but no one can see the outline of my dick. I'll leave it to mystery. That? Yeah, yeah, I'll take that anytime. I don't want anyone to see the outline of this. It's actually just like tricks the rabbit. It's pretty much a scoop.
Well, going back to the model theme, I, on the other hand, believe that everybody should see my camel toe. It's just a gift. It's one of my many angelic gifts to everyone. Yes, I thank you. I'm like the new Lena Dunham or something. I don't know. Yeah, you're right, actually. That's true. Yeah. Strike that from the record. oh, gosh. Yeah.
Time. All right, I got to hand the way to Malin Pavletic.
Thank you.
Next up, could we please have Sarah Morgan? Malin, would you like to go first or second?
Okay, I'll go first. I'll go first.
Your question is from Zach Jones.
Wow.
Zach
Jones.
It says, would you rather be stuck in jail with your ex or have to put together a wrestling show with the person who fucked your spouse?
Okay, number one, if I'm stuck in jail with my ex, let's be clear here, it's because I fucking put them there, okay? Yeah, I would love seeing them wake up every day being like, oh, am I in my comfy bed? No, Malin put me here! I'd love it. And then I wake up and go, yeah. Why? Because we're bunkmates. We work it out. I'm totally about that life. And then you know what? There's nowhere to go but to crawl back to me later. That didn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
So I'm putting together a wrestling show with the person who fucked my ex.
Your spouse.
Right. My spouse. Oh, no, that would be great. By the end of my marriage, I would have paid somebody to have sex with him just so I didn't have to see him naked or touch him or have him touch me. So that's like a welcome invitation. And I don't think I would do well in jail, so I'd rather stay on this side of the law. But also, thank you, whoever's fucking my ex-husband.
You're welcome. I don't know why. So stupid. Yeah, okay, no handshakes here. That's fine. Playing field. Battleground. I would still definitely go with being in prison with my ex. Because... then you can also do fun things where they can, like, go to bed and you can, like, leave notes under their pillow being like, oh, I still love you, but, like, in really pretty calligraphy. So they're like, should we get back together? I don't know, Malin. Maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. Josiah. Thank you.
So I'm going to stay with the fact that I probably wouldn't do very well in jail because I'm kind of a coward. And wrestling, I think, doesn't take real bravery from what I understand. It's very scripted. So sorry, I've offended a lot of you, but I just think that I'd fare better there. And also, I think I could get along very well with the person that had sex with my husband still. So we'd make a great team. We like have some shared interests, some stuff in common, some things to talk about.
All right, I got to hand the window, Sarah Morgan. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Clap and boo at the same time.
I think Sean had sex with Sarah's husband.
Now we're starting a wrestling show.
Next up, could we please have Sean Clark? Sarah, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Sean.
Yes.
Your question is from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
It says, would you rather be a high schooler who draws dicks on cars and everyone thinks is an idiot, or be a high schooler who gets killed by the Demogorgon and everyone kind of forgets about?
So I would definitely rather be the high schooler who draws dicks on cars as a teenager, because I am an adult who draws dicks as cars as an adult. So if anything, I get to, you know, have another, you know, like 11, well, I guess it would be 13 years now to be a teenager again. And I definitely think that there were so many cars I didn't draw dicks on. And I think I know the strategy to be even better at that now. Like, I really mastered my, you know, my key handwriting. You know, I could draw lots of different types of dicks. Like, like big or small or hairy ones or ones that have had some manscaping or maybe even female penises as well. Like penises that identify as female. I feel like my mind has expanded so much farther as it is today, and to relive those moments and just be like, you know, I could really make an imprint with these dicks. I think there's a lot I would have done differently, a lot I would have done better, a lot I would have done.
Time!
So first of all, I'm not a great artist, so I don't want to draw dicks anywhere and be judged for my poor skills. Also, when I think back to my teenage years, I was all about just trying to fly under the radar, and getting caught drawing dicks on anything would be humiliating as like a 15-year-old girl. So I think I would rather die than have to live through that as a teenager. And then even though nobody in my high school will remember it, I will be beloved by all of those who watched this series and will be celebrated for eternity.
I mean, I feel like, though, if you die in high school, I mean, that's kind of a humongous waste right there. Like, not only you're not drawing dicks on cars anymore, you don't have time to do anything else. Like, I did go to college. I can confirm that as a dick-drawing adult. And if you're killed by how many kids who have been killed by demigorgons made it to college? Like, zero is the answer to that. Because, first of all, to die from a creature that doesn't fucking exist is just miserable. It's like, oh, I got killed by a unicorn or God. You're like, that's not real.
Time.
I think in a lot of ways my life would have been easier if I had died as a teenager. I've racked up a lot of, like, student loan debt. And one time I waved at somebody that wasn't waving at me, and it was really embarrassing. There's, like, a lot of things that keep me up at night. And sometimes I just think it would be easier to have never lived them in the first place.
All right. That was a good debate. I got to hand the way to Sarah Morgan.
Things get better.
Hey, Sean. All right, we had to cut a couple of the debates for time's sake. So I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that we have live shows at Maggie's Lounge the first and third Friday of every month at 7 p.m. So come out and check out a live show sometime at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy. Now we're going to hop right back into the action here with Kyle Mangan and Lorelai Lyon.
Next up, could we please have Kyle Mangan? Lorelai, would you like to go first or second?
I will go second.
Okay. Your question, Kyle, is from Kevin Quigley. He asks, what's worse, being stuck in a bunker as part of a cult or being stuck in the Upside Down?
Being stuck in a bunker as part of a cult is always worse, because you haven't gotten a chance to drink the Kool-Aid yet, which is really the only good part about joining a cult. I mean, getting out of it. They had this one show, I think, where Kimmy Granger, who is Erin from The Office, where she got to come out and live life after a bunker, and she had no idea how to do anything. She couldn't even go on Tinder, which is the only way that I know how to survive these days.
Yo, what was the other option than bunker? Because I lost track at bunker cult. I spent the first half of my life in a bunker, and I spent the second half of my life in a cult as a result. I can only imagine the life that I would have led if I did both my whole life. It would have just been I would have gotten things done twice as quickly. I wouldn't be working on my initiate papers right now. I would just be a full-blown master. Yeah, so bunker cult.
think it was supposed to argue against the other one.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page here. I don't know. Okay.
Worse.
Yeah, the cult. Yeah, the cult does suck. I think that she said that it sucks too, because she has to get, things done. Nobody wants to get things done. That sounds awful. You want me to be productive now too? That defeats the whole purpose of Tinder.
Nothing gets things done like sacrifices. I'm telling you. You have never seen shit get taken care of until you fully drain a goat of its blood. Let me tell you. Oh my gosh. There's nothing else to say. I'm going to do well tonight because I just drained a goat of its blood. So I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, I gotta get the way to Lorelei Lyons.
Hey, it's your host, Sean Carter, here one last time to intro the final debate of the evening. Get ready for Zach Jones versus AJ O'Connell.
Okay. Next up, could we please have Zach Jones?
Zach Jones!
AJ, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Zach, your question is from Kevin Quigley. It says, what superpower is more underwhelming, echolocation or a magic glowing fist?
Yeah, a magic glowing fist is definitely more underwhelming because there's nothing inherent in the name of that that's any powers. It's not a strong fist or something that helps you fly or shoots lasers. It's just like a fist that looks cool at a rave. like aesthetically, I might be into it. You know, maybe you're at some blacklight party or something. But it doesn't hold any powers in itself. It just, I mean, I guess you don't have to reach for your phone to turn on the flashlight setting when you're searching for something in the dark. I guess it saves you like 9 seconds. But other than that, it's lousy to just have a glowing fist.
The echolocation thing just means you're blind. Like, what works better than that is like sight. So you could just have that. That's like a negative. And you're thinking, AJ, what if it's dark? So now I can just see more of the time. For the listeners at home, I raised my fist to the glowing fist. It didn't glow.
Yeah, echolocation works fine for bats. Like, they're still around. They're thriving. They're living a good life. They're a mammal with echolocation skills, and that has been an adaptation that has made them survive. You know what died? All of the adaptations that made mammals' fists glow because predators saw them and they died. Natural selection says echolocation better than glowing limbs.
You know what else lived? Humans. Without echolocation, yet we do have the gift of sight. And we beat bats a long time ago. We beat them so bad we let them live. We don't even give a shit anymore. Or like, just as long as you stay over there. But if I swear to God, if there's one in my goddamn attic, he knows what he did.
All right, I got to hand the win to AJ O'Connell. Hey, everybody, thanks for being here. This was a fun show, and we'll be back February 2nd at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 7 p.m., and it will be fun. All right, thanks, everybody. Good night.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey, thanks for listening. You should take the advice of that booming voice and subscribe to this podcast. That way you get each episode as they come out. And why not hop on iTunes and give us a rating and a review as well? If you want to come to a live show, we're at Maggie's Lounge the first and third Friday of every month at 7 p.m. And if you want to see me, Sean Carter, doing stand-up comedy, you can come to my CD recording at Maggie's Lounge March 9th. You can find tickets for that on Eventbrite by searching Sean Carter CD recording. I want to thank our special guest this week, Katie Baker, for coming in and talking about Netflix with us. Next week, we will be back with Sean Rosa talking about sports, so tune in for that episode. And I want to thank Jay Baggett for bringing us even more great artwork. Hi, Jay. Hopefully somebody is calling your mom right now to let her know that you're getting a shout-out. Hi, Jay's mom. Thanks for putting this artist into the world. All right, thanks everybody for listening. I'll see you next week.